As part of Carers Week, the sight loss charity RNIB have produced three top tip cards to help carers feel more confident when communicating with someone with sight loss. And here to discuss them is June Neal, RNIB's Training and Development Manager in the UK for older people and complex needs. So June, talk us through the tips and why RNIB have decided to do this.
Hello Barry, thanks for having me. During Carers Week, we want to highlight the role of carers and say thank you. RNIB really appreciates and supports the vital role of carers who are supporting friends or family members living with sight loss, especially during this difficult time of lockdown due to the coronavirus. Carers come from all walks of life and can be any age and may be paid or unpaid. Some people may have found as their parents become older, their role as a carer has grown. With more than one in five people over the age of 75, increasing to one in two over the age of 90 living with sight loss will have to be considered within support. These tip cards have been designed for carers and provide simple key tips to enhance communication, make mealtimes more enjoyable, and support with guiding.
So what are RNIB's tips around guiding?
So we just wanted to say, you know, always offer assistance first because not everybody will need help, but it's always good to be asked because sometimes someone will need some help. And if the person does need guiding, ask them how they would like to be guided because you don't want to be going about grabbing anybody's arm. I think the other thing when you're guiding is always just to make sure that you're giving someone the right amount of information and any instructions that are necessary. So if you're entering into a room, telling the person what room that you're going into, who's in the room, and if there's any obstacles to be avoided or any steps or stairs, and if there is steps or stairs, are they going up or are they going down? Because you don't want to trip and fall. And I think the other important thing is always to be aware of any hazards. Hazards can be at all height. And I think especially at this time when there may be new or different carers coming in maybe to somebody's house to give a bit of extra support, it's always really important if there is any specific guiding tips to record them maybe in the person's notes or care plans, so that this information's maybe not having to be reinforced or reiterated at all times. So I think these are just some key points to think about when you're guiding. And again, you know, for some people, you might have to think about using face coverings when you're guiding, or if you are a paid carer, you might be wearing like PPE equipment, you know, for guiding when supporting with guiding too.
Okay, so those were the tips around guiding. What's next?
Well, one of the other things we were thinking about was communication. Always introduce yourself and what you do. But if you've got a lot of carers coming in and out, you know, it's quite difficult to remember everybody's name. So it's really important to introduce yourself. And again, when you're communicating, think about the language you use, as the term kind of over there doesn't really mean much to a person with sight loss. And again, avoid non-verbal responses such as like head shakes or nodding the head, because the person might not see that you're doing that. So make sure you are using verbal responses. And more importantly, always let the person know if you're leaving them. So when you're exiting or entering a room, let them know who you are, because you don't want to leave a room and that person to carry on talking to an empty chair. If you do have to provide any form of written communication, always find out what accessible format is suitable for that person. So it might be Braille, it might be large print, or it could be an audible recording. So again, you know, just think what fits that person's needs, because everybody's different.
So some good practical tips on communicating and guiding. What's the last one?
Well, the next one is mealtime support. And again, you know, meal times are always a big thing in every household, aren't they? And we all take great delight in having our dinner and enjoying what's in front of us. But if you're living with sight loss, or, you know, it's really, really important that meal times are enjoyable and you're not thinking about knocking things over or not finding things. So thinking about using good colour contrast, making things brighter and bolder, it does help you finding items in the table. Making sure that things are on a plain coloured background. So again, if you've got one of these plastic tablecloths that are highly patterned, and then you're putting cutlery and plates and all your condiments on it, it just makes it really, really difficult to locate things. So again, plain coloured backgrounds, use of good colour contrast does help with the location of items. Finding out how somebody actually likes having their place at a table set up is always really useful. So if anybody maybe is going into respite care, or is maybe in a care home, again, finding out the way that their plate should be set up, where they want their drinks glass positioned and their knife and fork, and always making sure there's that consistency is important. And declutter the table. Don't have everything on the table all at once, because again, that makes it difficult. So if you don't need all your condiments on for your pudding course, don't have them on. And again, sometimes using a clock system just for identifying where things are on the plate. So for example, your meat's at 12 o'clock, your carrots are at 3 and your potato is 6 and your peas are at 9. Again, that all aids the location of the food on the plate. And it's always really important to keep that consistency, because somebody who's living with sight loss, it's really good to have a consistency in the environment.
And finally, June, how can people find out more information about this?
If you go through the Sight Loss Advice Service, and you can get in touch with them either by visiting rnib.org.uk/advice, or you can phone the helpline number on 0303 123 9999. They'll be able to point you in the right direction for these top tip cards and any other information or advice that you need that complements these. We're just putting it down in a nice, easy-to-read format so that folk can just have that extra wee bit of time just to think about what they're doing when they're interacting with somebody with sight loss.
Thanks for talking us through those top tips. I think it's great RNIB are recognising the work that carers do. June Neal, RNIB's Training and Development Manager in the UK for Older People and Complex Needs. Thanks very much for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.